Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Changing the topic a little bit. Are you a big Instagram person, Sean? What's your social media of choice?
Unfortunately, it's Twitter.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm at Sean Feta in case anybody wants to follow. But spend most of my time there, but I need to migrate more to Instagram and TikTok because I understand that's where the cool kids hang out.
Well, apparently maybe not, because there was some major backlash this week over Instagram basically trying too hard to be like TikTok and how much it has changed from being a photo app, which is obviously what originally was, as taking pictures and photographers had, it was a great platform for them. But with the last 2 years and the very rise in popularity of TikTok, how much Instagram is looking like TikTok. And even the very famous, the very influential Kylie Jenner, this week coming out and saying that she wishes that Instagram would go back to being Instagram. And there was a whole flood of people who were agreeing with her. And I think on your, if you search for Instagram on Twitter, that comes up as people complaining about it. Which, whatever, it is what it is. The CEO basically came out and said, video is the way of the future. We're still going to double down on video. So we'll see. But they changed their mind all the time. But something that got less press when it came to Instagram was the fact that now it seems like they are competing also with maybe Yelp, because they're trying to make it easier to discover local businesses. And so basically using the geographic location maps and make them searchable to be able to kind of find local businesses in wherever you are, which is pretty cool. I haven't seen how it works yet. Have you?
I've not, but I plan on checking it out here soon. And by the way, I took your advice. I looked up Instagram on Twitter, and the first thing that popped up was the CEO of Instagram apologizing on Twitter about the changes. And I have to say, my wife, my lovely wife Jackie, she is much more of an Insta user than I am, and she was outraged by the changes. So, but yeah, it's cool.
Outraged.
So I think it is cool that they're doing this search feature where you can find businesses. I'd be interested to hear how they're monetizing that, if they're charging businesses to appear in that feed instead of just organically, because that's one big issue that a lot of small businesses have dealt with, which is if you look at Facebook, you look at Twitter, you look at a lot of the other social channels, you can't really get much organic reach anymore by design. They're essentially serving as the mafia asking for protection money in order for anybody to see your stuff. And so I'm really interested to see kind of how they implement that. But it's definitely an interesting concept.
And it's interesting because I worked in, before I started comedy and content and everything, I worked in tech for 7-8 years. And when I worked in tech, I was in the sales development department. So this is the largely entry-level cold callers who are, you know, dialing for dollars and trying to book meetings and everything. And at one of the companies I worked for, we had hired a bunch of people who had come from Yelp. And Yelp, I think, was kind of the original, as to use your word, mafia of this. And the way that they would just hound these small businesses to pay for ads and kind of get better placement or, how much that was going to help their business. And so now it just seems like with Facebook, it's less of an actual person cold calling you and trying to push you to advertise on the platform, but more that if you don't spend ads, you just aren't going to be found organically. Is that your experience?
Yes. I was at the One campaign prior to joining Mainstream Alliance, and I very much noticed this on Facebook, where we used to post advertising events that we're doing, and we get several thousand impressions. And so people who followed our page would see it. And all of a sudden, it would cut off like a spigot. And so there was a point a couple of years ago where instead of having this organic reach, they really prioritize monetization. And on the one hand, you can understand it because these are free platforms, and so they have to make some money somehow. But honestly, personally, I'd rather just pay like $2 a month to Facebook than to become, because right now, you know, a lot of folks see Facebook as the service and as the audience. But in reality, the product is the customers, because all of your personal data, all of your stuff is being sold all the time. You're being micro-targeted. They have psychological profiles on people where they know you better than your own best friend or mother, yeah. Basically. And so on the one hand, like, I get that it's a business. On the other hand, there really needs to be some real questions about the ethics in terms of how they're operating those businesses, especially how it impacts small businesses who maybe don't have a huge marketing budget versus these larger big box stores that do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I kind of have given, I think that's arguably why so many creators did originally flock to TikTok, is because, at least as someone who, I started creating content in 2017, and I was trying to get it on, you know, I put it on YouTube, I put it on Facebook, I put it on Instagram, and the effort to try to get people to actually see it was, you know, trying to figure out the hashtags, and if it was a YouTube link, putting the YouTube link on Reddit forums, and all these different ways of trying to get people to actually see it and not knowing what the key was. And then all of a sudden TikTok came along, and because of the way that the algorithm works, and that you as a consumer or a user on TikTok, you just sign in and it just starts sending you stuff to watch. And because, again, it's the scary algorithm, it starts just showing your stuff to people. And so for me, that was like, as someone who wanted my stuff to be seen, it wasn't necessarily that I was selling something. That was awesome. It was awesome to actually have people watch your stuff. And so it doesn't totally surprise me that Instagram is trying to make that move and compete, because your product, you have this platform that only works if people are creating content to put on the platform. And so trying to bring people back and create stuff there makes a lot of sense to me. And so I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing as far as the, as a business, as a content creator, as a small business, as a person who has, a lot of the barriers to entry, I think, were lowered or shortened with the creation of social media. But now that we're all in the game, it's like these critiques of how these platforms should be serving us. And so I think it's super interesting. I think I'm excited to see how the searchable maps versus like Google Business Profiles is going to work as far as a different new feature for Instagram. But we will see. We're going to take a break and have the top of the hour news. But when we come back, Sean Fetteplace will still be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.